say we get
welcome to the podcast. Joining us are the organizers of Art Fair Philippines, Lisa Periquet and Chiki Loca. Hi, Lisa and Chiki.
Hello, Jessica. Hello, everybody.
Yes, thanks very much. I know that this is the most stressful time of the year.
Yes, it is. Yes. We're pretty much headless.
Yes. So, how did the two of you get interested in art? I'm assuming you were interested in art before you thought.
Yeah.
That's
cool. Oh, it's a long story.
Yeah. Where do we start?
You start. Oh.
Yeah. When did I really like art, or when did I?
When did you get interested?
Okay, I've always been interested, but my interest has always been through historical personalities. I mean, I was lucky enough to grow up with parents who like to read and like to read history books in particular. So I grew up reading about Peter the Great, Marie Antoinette, Catherine the Great, George Washington, all of those personalities. And so my first exposure would have been to the big collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Peter the Great, Catherine the Great, who put together the Hermitage in Russia. So there. And then because I was interested in history, I guess when you travel, you go to museums,
right.
Of course you naturally gravitate towards art. And that's how it started. And I just kept up the interest from there.
And yeah. Lisa, I remember going to your apartment that, and you had a bit of a...
what did I have?
Kind of a gallery. You invited people just to look at paintings.
Oh, we had... Yes. I think we had a show in the apartment, which was empty at the time. So it was like... what is it called?
Map ruminations.
It was all about maps.
Yes.
Yeah, and then it was nice because the apartment was empty at the time, and then things were put in different rooms. The artists kind of responded to their areas. It was quite nice. Yeah.
And how did you get interested in art?
Maybe I absorbed it from my family. I mean, that's really the easiest way for me to describe it, because I grew up around this. Yeah.
A lot of us, there are paintings in our houses, and we never wonder, to paint the dots.
Yeah.
I guess
my dad's side has an affinity to it, so he and my mom were collectors of some of the modern artists now. And my dad had a grandfather who was the biggest art collector before World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And his collection was still, some of it was still intact, and he got part of it into the family, yeah, and he had great respect for him. Then I got interested in him, and I wrote about him for my undergraduate thesis in Ateneo. And it was so interesting. I think he opened the first commercial gallery in the Philippines in the 1920s, which was not... financial success because nobody was, I think, buying much art. Yeah, but he was a framer, he had a gallery. But then his own family used to sell art supplies in Binondo.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So,
brushes, paints.
Yes. So they used to, from the time, the name of their store was El Ochenta, it was from 1882, they were purveyors of art supplies imported mostly from Europe. Because we were not an American colony then, right? So most of the supplies are from here.
Yeah, because one of my favorite series is on the BBC. It's called Fake or Fortune.
Mm.
Yeah, and then they're trying to establish whether something is authentic.
Yeah.
And it's so impressive when it's like a contested Monet, and then they look at the back.
Yeah.
So this is where they bought the canvas. And then they go to Paris, and the store is still there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still have the records. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, their store ended with a war also, 1945.
Yeah, and I gather records keeping is not such a big deal here.
I have quite a few records. I have some information because I have correspondence with companies there. So there's lots of stuff from Germany, from Liverpool in England, paints, things like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. It was also a hardware store because they were Filipino Chinese. So it's really a hardware store that specialized in art supplies.
So when did you guys think, let's put up an art fair in Ocampo? Art Basel, what's that? Let's do Art Fair Philippines.
Well, you have to remember we were doing art in the park since 2006.
Yeah, and so Art in the Park preceded.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. In fact...
And where did the idea for Art in the Park come from? Because I think it's brilliant.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's another
long story
altogether. Yeah, we kind of were very involved with the beginnings of the Salcedo Market. In fact, I guess you could say we conceptualized the Salcedo Saturday Market because we were both residents of Salcedo Village at that time. And of course, this was with the support of Barangay Bel Air, the people around Bel Air. And for the second anniversary of the market, we had to think of an event to celebrate the market's second anniversary. We were also part of Museum Foundation of the Philippines then, and we needed to raise money for Museum Foundation, do something for Salcedo Market. So we said, okay, combine both in one event.
Very.
And it became Art in the Park.
Synergistic.
So there, so Art in the Park was very successful on its sixth year. Because of our track record in, with Art in the Park, the galleries who were joining Art in the Park said, why not put up something that was more in line with the contemporary art fairs in other cities? Art Basel, or at that time it was Art Singapore still. And so that's how it started, how the idea took shape, and we just moved it forward from there.
And you've always had art fair in a car park.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to have it? Because Art in the Park and then Art in the Park.
Yeah, I know. It was just, it evolved. We wanted to, we were looking for a place for the art fair. We zeroed in on Makati and we wanted it accessible. And we were looking at all kinds of places, open places, buildings and all. But I guess what we wanted to be was different and kind of have some exciting aspect to the fair. And when we saw the car park, we thought that this could be the place. And it really all fell into place with the whole idea of the contemporary, you know, something that's edgy, it's gritty, it's unexpected, it's slightly subversive, maybe.
Yeah, it's like the rest of the year, this is not a place you want to hang out
no.
in unless you want to get a fix.
But actually, at that time, it was a very new and fresh-looking car park.
Okay.
So it was good for us because there's not much grime that we had to clean up. It was actually hardly used. Now it's very used as a car park.
And then you got the architects to transform
it
into the exhibition space.
Yeah. We got Andy Loxin to look at it. You know Andy, right?
Yeah.
And he was the one, I remember he was looking around. He goes,
Puede.
Puede.
Yeah.
So they did, they're still with us.
Yeah.
They've been doing
our layout
since
yeah.
for 7 years now. And the layouts have become really much more interesting. Before it was just a simple grid, but now we've made use of corners.
It's really more interesting than, say, hotel lobby.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
First of all, our art scene, I guess the car park kind of mirrors our art scene. It's a little bit raw. We're not very sleek, maybe like a Singapore
home. It's a more democratic space.
Exactly. That's really important to us because the point is you want to really expand everyone's exposure to the visual arts, the contemporary art. And you want a place where people can just go during lunchtime, right after office. You can walk, you can go there. You don't have to like think about or planning too much to get to the art fair.
Well, that's the thing, because art fair really found its audience. So in recent years, you can't even go near the art because there's so many people.
That's
it. Busloads of students. And
well, we corrected that since last year because we realized we had too many people in the venue, that it was not an ideal art viewing experience for anybody.
Yeah.
Plus, the galleries were nervous about, you know, the art being toppled over or damaged, things like that.
Yeah.
There's just so many people, they can walk up and touch the paintings.
Yeah, so we realized that jamming them into the place, even if it means we have great visitor numbers, is not the best way to go about it. So we try to address that by opening another exit. An entrance, which is the car ramp itself.
Yeah.
And we tried to have staggered times, and
so
we attacked it from so many areas. But then we added for an extra day.
Yeah, but we realized actually just allowing them another way to access the fair so people can walk up the ramps if they choose to, that already really moves people quicker around the fair.
Yeah. And then now we have an extra, another access.
Yeah, it's a landmark bridgeway.
You go straight to the fourth floor. People like to take selfies with the art, so I want to shove them out of the way. Get out of my way, I want to make art.
Maybe we can't help that, because that's the language of people now. But we can't allow things like tripods, selfie sticks, backpacks, and things like that in the fair anymore.
Okay, so have you considered moving to a larger venue?
We just don't know where what can replace the link in terms of accessibility.
And also the character of the venue is so important. It gives the fair a lot of personality.
Yeah.
I mean, people are used to it now, but when you think about it, it's a lot of personality and character. And you notice it when people from outside the country come in to go. They said, "Oh, I can't believe that this is happening in the car park." And then you realize all over again.
Of course, it has its drawbacks. The ceilings aren't exactly high, right? I mean, that's the biggest drawback. But then you just have to work with what's there.
Yeah.
Well, the other option would be to make it longer. Because it's what, 4 days?
3 days.
It's about 3 days, three public days. Yeah, that's usually the length of art fairs in general. Yeah. It gets more and more expensive the more
we add to the length
of days, because you're paying for all the overhead. People are coming in and they're paying for their hotel accommodations, their stuff, and everything. So three is usually the ideal.
So when you started art fair, did you have any idea it would become this big? I say it's already on our cultural calendar, lots of people fly in specifically for art fair.
I don't think we really had any idea.
Or we weren't thinking about it that way.
We just wanted to put up something good. And get people to come and see it, get a good audience. But we never thought, oh, we have to get this big. It's just grown.
We were just also, I guess, confident that we had something to show that people would be interested in what the artists were doing, what our galleries were doing at that time. It was very new. I mean, until now, it's very exciting. So we were just confident with that. We were confident with our idea, but we never thought beyond the first one.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I didn't. So.
Yeah.
And then since Art Fair has gotten so famous, do you notice that there's more gallery and institutional participation?
Yeah.
As in, do you actually have to turn away people now?
Well, yes. We can't accommodate all the number of people who want to be part of the fair.
I noticed there's a lot of foreign exhibitors now.
We do have an application process, and then we that's how we go about choosing.
So you now
who
have a year long office, right? It's like film festivals. You can't just open the month before
We start planning in May, so it's 10 months. That's the first thing we do is we sit down with the architects and review the layout again. What can we do better? Should we change anything?
And then we choose our special exhibitors because that takes
time.
They need 10 months to at least work. Yeah.
So what's your criteria usually for the special exhibition?
Actually, it's quite general. We don't try to be too, curatorially themed. Okay, so we try to cover the landscape. So we kind of look at young or up and coming artists. Secondly, is the mid-career artists, who are artists in the middle of their career, not middle-aged artists. And then the established artists as well. So we try to have some kind of a mix.
Balance.
And then sometimes, like this year, we have a nice conglomeration of 70s artists from the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a nice thing that happened. So they kind of speak to each other, you know. So I would say a third of the special exhibitions are 70s artists, so artists we haven't seen a lot of.
Yes. The audience now would not have been...
And then, gallery and institutional participation has increased. And then, why do you think galleries want to get involved in art fair, apart from the obvious knocks? There's tons of people who come here.
Because I think we're in the quality art event that happens. It's the biggest art event,
I think,
of the year.
Yes.
It's a quality event, so people know that you'll get a glimpse at good art, more or less. Or quality art, not just art for sale, you know. So I think that's why they want to be there. Actually, every artist wants to be able to have a piece in the art fair now. Sometimes the galleries have a hard time because they can't accommodate all the artists. Especially if they choose to do a solo show that eliminates so many from their roster.
Also, it's a great way for the galleries to meet, to reach out to new clients, to new people. I know a lot of people have started getting interest in art because they came to the art fair and then they started developing relationships with the galleries.
Right.
And then, you know, things move on from there.
Yeah. Yes, and from the audience perspective, because Filipinos are not really a museum-going audience, a lot of younger art fair goers, this is their introduction to art, basically.
Yes.
That's very true.
The first time they look at it.
Yeah.
And, you know, when we started out, I'd say our audience was more collectors, people in the know about art. And then because, I guess, it's the buzz about it spread. My gosh, now I would say that about
30%,
30 to 40 are really young.
Yeah, yes, students.
Who love it.
Yeah.
And that's from even grade school, but high school, college, young professionals.
Yeah. Early 20s.
So it's quite a young crowd.
And then, whenever I go to art fair with my matare gay friends, we usually have this long discussion. We look at the piece na art ba yan?
Oh, okay.
There's always some kind of debate, right?
Yeah.
My friend even has a rhyme that goes, kaya ko rin yan, but di mo ginawa. Kaya ko rin yan, but
really?
some of the stuff, it's like what we refer to as my five-year-old can do that.
Yeah.
So it's always controversial declaring something to be a work of art. So how do you deal with this? As in, because inevitably someone will say, now, why do you have that stuff?
Yeah. You know, we work through the galleries and we trust. There's no other way to do it because we can't vet every single thing that comes into the fair. So we have to trust the galleries that have good programming, good artists to show whatever. And I think because it's a show that shows you the landscape, you can really have all kinds of things in there. And it's not so much, I think the question not so much is that art? It's more like, do I like it or do I not like it? Why? You know, it's things like that. If that provokes questions in your head like that, I think that's great.
And you also include artist talks.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Art education. Yeah.
That's part of the education.
That's really very important to us. Like you said, we're not exactly a museum going public yet. And for a lot of people, it's their first exposure to art. So it's an art fair. Maybe in other countries, an art fair is simply a marketplace, a commercial venture, a commercial event. With us, we realize we have a lot of educating or exposing that we do for young people, for not even young, just young people, for people who wouldn't necessarily be interested in art, but they would go there because it seems like it's a nice event and they want to see what the buzz is about, and so that.
And which is more stressful to organize, the art fair or art in the park?
I love art in the park. That's not work. Yeah. It's like my relaxation.
It's a template already.
Art in the park. Could you not have it in the middle of summer?
It's March 17.
People want to pass out. It's so hot. And then we're drinking. Okay, that's the recipe for passing out.
No, it's true. So we decided this year, even if it's going to kill us, it's 3 weeks right after the art fair.
We're
going to
do it, yeah. Last year, it was because the art fair was scheduled late, because we always have to do it a couple of weeks after
Chinese New Year.
So we felt we needed at least a month to get it going. So it ended up April 17.
Yeah.
And it really was too hot.
So we said, never mind.
So we're moving it back a month. There's a difference naman.
Okay.
It will not be so bad.
Yes.
We're trying to avoid the rain.
Right.
You know, we've had art in the park.
Climate change, nobody can predict.
Exactly.
That's true.
But there was one time, because we've had it in June, we've had it in November. We've had it in the evening. Or art after dark, remember that? I just
remember once it rained, typhoon.
All mud and it didn't stop.
And that's it. It's like kill the whole event.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
So
that was in the second half of the year.
And Art in the Park is great because people who would like to buy art, but you know the art fair is a little intimidating price wise, so they can go to Art in the Park.
That's the whole point of Art in the Park. It's really just looking, and finding something that catches your eye or that you really, really love, and then just taking it home, and whether or not the artist is some big-time artist or a student, it doesn't matter.
I guess also, by default, you become taste makers because you choose the stuff, and then people see them, and then they form their own.
Of course, yes. Although it's much looser in Art in the Park. It's more relaxed. We don't, we're not as strict about what they show, but we just really rely on the reputation of these people. Or we give people a chance.
Yes.
Like we had Chinese painters before doing Chinese art. It's nice and democratic.
We had a group of young artists, 16. Right? Like students, group of young artists, art students who were following this artist, and they asked if they could have a booth, and now they're all full-time artists and they're in the art fair. So
that's great.
Yeah.
And so, because of the attention that art fair gets, the first thing people tend to talk about is, oh my God, that painting sold for 10 million bucks.
Yeah. I guess, that can't be helped because that's part of the, especially the art world now. Yeah. Contemporary art is so hot. You know, we're also following a real global trend in which contemporary art has risen to heights that are unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. So, in a way, our market here also does mirror that. You know, there are some crazy prices for certain artists who are auction darlings or...
Yes.
You know, we're mirroring like what's going on in the art world.
She's still making Ganchillo the next thing. Somebody owns it now.
Yeah. There's a lot of aspects to art there. People also like it for investment. And there's nothing you can do about that. If they want to go into art as an investment, that just shows you how art has also become a bit of a commodity, right?
Right.
Very related to the economy and what's happening.
We've developed, I guess, something that the art fair can say it's contributed to is to developing an art ecosystem. So now we have auction houses, we have galleries, we have the institutions, we have fairs, and that's all part of it.
So have you noticed a link between the state of the economy and how
Definitely.
Much is sold at the art fair?
I think there's a bit of a correction these days. We'll see on the 23rd when Lyon has their first auction of the year. But compared to when we started the fair, which is 7 years ago, and the stock market was like at its all-time high or close to it, right? People were just selling anything, and people were buying anything. Mm-hmm. So the good pieces will always command good prices, I suppose, but maybe there's less speculation on the younger artists. So if you look at Leon's catalog this year, there's a lot more of the moderns, less of the younger artists. Maybe because people are not as brave, I guess, to risk their money.
So this is a very long art boom, right? Sorry,
I was about to say that, like stocks, I think art can be considered. There's a term for it, something like a leading indicator.
Okay.
Sometimes, before you can establish what's happening in the economy, you're going to see it in the stock market. Mm-hmm. Like, stock market, let's say, becomes bearish, and then eventually you'll see it seep into the economy. But the leading indicator means the first first signs. And I believe that definitely artists like that, when the auction scene is so high, you can be sure that the economy is doing pretty okay.
Yes.
And when lots of art is being bought. But when people become a little bit more reluctant, they're thinking twice about making a purchase, that could be a sign of something going on, a little bit of insecurity perhaps about the economy, about their finances,
It is true that we've been in a very long art boom. Critics would say that at some point it will have to burst. But so far, no signs.
Not really. I think there's a little softening, wouldn't you say?
Yes.
A slight softening in the auction market.
But there is. Yeah. But like I said, a good Hoya will probably always get a good price at auction. So there are certain artists, I guess, especially if you have works from like... established collectors or families bringing out works at the peak period of that artist, it will always do well. But there's less speculation on other people, on other works.
And then, have you ever, as in the three of you, gotten or sat around and wondered, what if we had been men? What if a guy had been in charge of the art fair? How different would it be?
Would you say there are not so many guys in the art world?
Actually, you know what?
Guys. Now that I think about it.
But most fair directors are men.
Decent women. Yeah.
Yeah.
If a guy was running the art fair, he would hire a woman as his deputy and she would do all the work.
She would do the actual work. Yeah. Because everybody thinks, oh, well, there's artists, there's drama. Mm. So I am sure you have had many instances of drama.
Oh,
although the galleries,
yes.
I guess, are the ones who get it from their artists.
Yeah. Remember the time, well, we won't name names. No?
Yeah.
But remember the time the artist had... His stuff was on the floor because he put it on the floor, right?
Yeah.
And then he got upset because people...
But you put it on the floor.
Yeah, I mean what do you expect, yeah. You know? But things
every
like
year
that.
It's a different story.
Yeah.
And so what else would you like to happen with Art Fair?
I'd like to see us kind of have more works by internationally
yes.
renowned artists installed in the fair or brought to the fair by galleries,
yeah,
so that we become slightly more international,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and then also can serve as a good ground for our educational component, talking about these artists, why they're important, and just getting that art to be seen here,
yes,
in the art fair. That would be great.
The audience is ready now. When we started, maybe in 2013, people were just looking at Pinoy works, Pinoy paintings.
Right.
You know. But now, people are more open, mm-hmm. and it's great, and it's very ripe for, like, let's just say, a major work by somebody like Ai Weiwei to come, and
mm-hmm.
the Pinoy audience will definitely appreciate it,
mm-hmm.
and they'll be so receptive to works of that caliber here.
At the same time, in your observation, are there more Filipinos becoming renowned internationally in the art fair, art world?
Maybe there are more opportunities in institutions
yes.
for Filipino
residency
artists to show.
Well.
Yes,
yeah.
yes,
yeah.
definitely.
And the art fair is quite instrumental also for those types of connections and networking
mm-hmm.
because it's good for everyone, for the institutions who come, for galleries, for artists, because they all meet each other. They see the work. That's maybe some institutions will say, hey, I'm interested in that artist. Can we invite them? Then they work with the gallery who helps manage the artist's career, you know, and then they get opportunities abroad. I mean, we've seen it happen
yes.
time and
yes.
time again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's so gratifying.
Yes.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, and given how all the galleries are already jostling for space, you decided to include photography.
Of course, yeah. We're always trying to champion the the underdog.
The unappreciated but worthy
yeah.
Sector of the art. Of the art scene, maybe.
You know, about, was it 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I asked Neil Oshima,
mm-hmm.
the famous photographer, can you talk about photography, collecting photography in the art fair? I mean, talk about the situation in the Philippines. He goes, what's there to talk about? He goes, nobody collects photography here. That's what he felt. As a photographer, huh?
Yeah.
No one collects
no, and,
it.
And, you know,
yeah.
I think I understand because now that all phones have cameras, everyone thinks they're a photographer.
Oh, yeah. That too. So, but when we started that photography section last year, it was quite a bomb. It really got so many people interested, and it was partly because most of it is documentary type of photography.
Yeah, and also it's quote-unquote relatable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our talks were very well attended.
Yes.
And a lot of people had questions about it. They were so interested.
Well, maybe the talks you can have in another venue because the art fair is so crowded. No, there has to be.
Baka nobody will go. Because they all like to be in the fair.
Yes,
everybody
yeah.
wants to be in
How
the fair.
How many floors of the car park yeah. are you taking up this year?
Four.
Four plus the roof deck.
Yeah, plus the roof deck. But the exhibits are all concentrated on three floors.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how many floors do they have
in the car park?
You can still expand to.
There's only maybe one other floor which we used as a waiting area last year, but then
we didn't
it get crowded. Yeah, we didn't need it, so we don't use that anymore.
But
the fair has found its size.
Yes, this
has
is
found
it.
Its
this is it.
Ideal form so far.
And do you have any like dream artists, foreign or international, that you would like to show in the fair?
It's called The Clock, and it runs for 24 hours. And what it is, it's splices of film that tells the time. So it's like 11:15, 11:16, 11:17, different segments of a movie. And you put it together for 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And I've been dying to watch it like on the big screen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 24-hour movie. Long video or film.
Do you have any...
ideal artists? No, not really. I just want to have international artists. Mm-hmm. Any of them. Yeah. Any big time ones.
Yeah, it suddenly popped in my head. Well, you could have one of those enormous Richard Serra things outside.
Oh my God, yeah.
Would be
How
great. About something like Christo? That would be great.
Yes.
Because he doesn't do...
Maybe he can wrap a building in something.
Everything he does is so novel and unexpected. Yeah. Someone like Christo, I think, would be great for the art fair, within or outside, so connected to the art fair.
That's true.
And you don't have performance art there?
We do. Sometimes the artists will do a performance in their booth, especially the special exhibit ones. Mm-hmm. And then, remember, in Gabby Beretta's space, we had a
performance. That was the first art fair,
And then we've had people walking around in...
Yeah, Leroy outfits, knew that was the first art fair too. Just walked around with these aliens of Manila. They weren't as well put together as they are now. I mean, they're a little rougher, but he did it.
Yeah, but focusing on installation, on performance, not really. Maybe we should something like that. Soon we should look into it.
So art fair from February 22
to 24.
Yeah. 22 to 24
at. At the link.
At the link. Oh, sorry. The link. The link is a USB.
It's at the link. Link Car Park. It's in Parkway Drive. They call it Ayala Center now, I think.
Yes.
Right in the heart of Macau. There's a bridge from Landmark.
From Landmark. Yes. Landmark's
and
third
to occupy
floor.
The bridge as well.
Yes. We have an artwork there.
Don't forget, we also have 10 days of art from February 15 to 24 all around Makati City.
Oh, yeah. In parks.
Yes.
In
we have a public art component. We have various events organized around the city, gallery openings, and even food and beverage outlets have specials for art fair ticket holders. So you can check the website.
Maybe someday you can have a separate event, not in the art fair museum, but focusing on film. Film and the performance arts.
Yes,
We're actually looking at that.
That would be cool. Thanks very much.
Welcome. Okay.